Seals Nevergold met with reporters late Tuesday afternoon at City Hall, saying she's pleased with the judge's ruling.
It's important to continue as a professional and to act professionally in the relationship with him, but I certainly find it difficult to trust him.
Palladino had claimed Seals Nevergold violated the state law because she failed to run for her board seat in 2013. He argued her past school board vote should be tossed out. But Seals Nevergold said she was not required to run last year because the seat was not up for re-election. She filled a vacant at-large position in 2013 with the departure of Chris Jacobs.
It would have created, I think, a chaotic situation in the district if we had to go back and go through all of the votes that had been taken in the last year.
Seals Nevergold accuses Palladino of intimidation and bullying and tried to use the suit to change her vote on the contract for interim deputy superintendent Mary Gwynn.
And I say that because Mr. Palladino actually offered to drop the lawsuit if I would sign a statement that I would not vote to extend the contract either of Dr. Brown or Dr. Gwynn.
Gwynn's contract ends June 30th, and she's expected to be out. She was the controversial consultant returned to the district by Superintendent Pamela Brown with the help of Seals Nevergold in a surprise vote a few months back. Seals Nevergold was asked about Brown's plans to resign. She is disappointed, but noted when a search begins for a new leader, they will try to find someone who is experienced in turning around troubled schools and is a past educator.
Looking for someone certainly who can work through some difficult situations and knows that they're going to come into a situation where there's been a lot of disruption and discord.
Seals Nevergold says she will call on board members to schedule a special meeting to discuss Brown's departure. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.